What if we threw the rule book out and allowed top athletes to use performance-enhancing drugs in competition? The so-called enhanced games could be coming to reality as early as next year. It's backed by an Australian businessman, and there's a Calgary connection. Joining us to talk about it, Christina Smith, Olympian, author, and athlete relations rep for the enhanced games. Hi, Christina. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great to see you again. Okay, so, I mean, my vision, and we talked a little bit off air, and now I get it a bit more. So my vision when I heard about this enhanced games is just a bunch of steroid pumped, you know, meathead athletes competing against each other. But that's not at all what this is.
That's right. No, we're talking about enhancements that go across the board from natural enhancements to pharmaceuticals. So as myself, as an athlete, I went through using, you know, performance, now I can call them performance enhancement in the sense of vitamin intravenous, you know, prolotherapy, you know, various injections that were to help me recover, help me get over jet lag or help me from my profound, you know, workouts and things. But I never in a million years thought that I was doing anything that was, you know, illegal until I actually brought it to the Canadian Sports Center. And I said, you know, there's all these great things that I've discovered with my naturopathic doctor. Mm-hmm. And they, like, I was looked at as if I was bringing forth this information that was, like, illegal. And it just mortified me.
Mm. Well, what's interesting is I had a hard time describing it because, to me, it's all we know differently in the sense that we know the sky is blue. All of a sudden, you're saying the sky isn't blue, mm-hmm. saying that it's all right to use these enhancements. But what I like about this is, as a professional athlete, as an athlete, this is your world. This is from the athletes. The athletes are giving this the thumbs up. It's not just an organizer of an event.
Oh, absolutely. I have done countless interviews with athletes all over the world. They're either, you know, I mean, the stories would bring you to tears to, you know, being caught doing something, you know, with a positive drug test that they actually, you know, I had no idea. It was just something tainted in their, you know, their protein powder. So, I mean, these athletes have gone just like myself, through highs and lows, trying to find a way to stay natural, you know, because, you know, the supplements out there, it's rampant that, you know, there's traces of everything. So it's very, very hard to lead a life of, you know, not...
like
breaking.
Being so-called clean, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So we're changing the culture or the language, and we want to come up with, you know, encouraging people to use the terms natural as well as enhanced or performance enhancements versus, you know, the D word. And we're really looking at merging the science and sports together. And also, we do know, and athletes know, that it is going on. So it's inevitable. And all this stuff is actually dangerous. When athletes are trying to, you know, be faster, higher, stronger, you know, whether you say you can't or you can do it, they're going to do it regardless because athletes are competitive. Mm-hmm. And there's things going on that we're trying to prevent. You know, it's like bring out that elephant in the room, expose it, be transparent, teach safe practices. You know, there's so much to be educated around this.
And we have a million questions for you. Yeah. So can you just give us even a couple of examples of substances that would be allowed in this case to make it make sense for us?
You know, FDA-approved compounds is what, you know, that's we focus on. However, again, we're not policing athletes. It's not cheating in our games because we don't have drug testing. However, we have health testing. And we are more concerned about the health of the athlete. So if they so choose to be transparent and to bring out and to talk about the stuff, we're all about the education. We have scientists and medical clinicians that are just excited about what we're doing because they want to share this knowledge. They want to get the research. They also want the participation of athletes to be part of this. But we are so very focused on the safety and the protocol. Mm. So we have a great team of doctors and the highest, you know, that you can find that are from Harvard and Oxford working on these protocols.
So when we use the term enhanced games, I want to get some idea of the type of games or events we might see under the umbrella, you know, with these enhancements present during competition.
Yeah, so there's five categories. So athletics, so track and field, aquatics, so anything in the pool or diving. And we have combat, MMA, wrestling, boxing. And we also have gymnastics and strength, so any weightlifting events.
That's cool. Fascinating. Okay, so, I mean, is it going to happen? And if it is, when, where, how do we get involved? How do we see it?
Yeah, so they haven't released all the details because, of course, there's negotiations with broadcasters and venues. However, 2025 is the year.
Okay.
And I'm currently actually casting, like we're looking for athletes to be part of the games. So I'm doing like multiple interviews all over the time zones. But at the same time, we're looking for 10 top athletes that have compelling stories that would be part of a Ridley Scott, Rob McElhenney documentary series that we're doing. So it's amazing. So if there are any athletes out there, you know, and we're looking even for older athletes because, you know, science.
Yeah, it can extend the career,
right? Yes, yeah. Exactly. Science is real, and science, everybody's into anti-aging, longevity.
And you know? Would be included in what's so-called enhanced, right?
Exactly. And that's what we really want to push is that you can be a natural athlete in our games, but you can also be an enhanced athlete. No judgment. And we really just want to broaden the spectrum as well as educate people about what is available. You know, my interest was all around stem cell, exosome therapy, and, you know, all those regenerative therapies. And then there's people that are interested in more, you know, the pharmaceutical side. Mm-hmm. And so we're, again, it's about the education, bringing forward, being transparent, and really doing things safely.
Incredible. Yeah. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it because, yeah, on paper, I think about that Saturday Night Live skit where the guys are lifting weights and
pump it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Christina, for coming in.
My pleasure.
Christina Smith, Olympian, author, brain injury advocate, and athlete relations for the Enhanced Games.